Okay, today's shiur is Menachas Daf Sadik Zayin. Sadik Zayin, and again, this week's shiurim are sponsored in loving memory of Walter Weiss by his son Daniel Weiss. We thank you for the sponsorship. We are on Sadik Vav Amud Beis. We just spoke about the lifting up of the Lechem upon him, and they show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they show B'nai Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei HaMakom. And Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says they saw it was fresh the entire week. And we spoke about some of the hashkafic points that's brought up by that Gemara that we already discussed in Daf Chavtes. We discussed that yesterday. Says the Gemara, why did we come onto that last point? We came into the point because we're discussing whether the Shulchan can be Makabel Tumah or not. And we mentioned that the Shulchan is made out of wood, and because it's made out of wood, and the bottom board, at least according to some, that was the Machlokas, whether it has a base Kibble or not, whether it has a rim, and therefore it goes up. If it has a rim and it goes up, then fine, it has a base Kibble, it's Makabel Tumah. But if not, it is what's called Pshute Kliates, it is a flat Kliates, where there's an issue whether it's Makabel Tumah or not. And the Gemara said that if it's made to be stationary, then it's not Makabel Tumah. So the Gemara says, no problem. This is not made to be stationary because at least a couple of times a year, they lifted it up. So that's the reason that it can be Makabel Tumah. Because even though it's wood, it's made to be moved. So it also was interesting in terms of the definition. It's made to be stationary except three times a year. That's not called, made to be stationary, but that's what the Gemara says. It's made to be picked up. So the Gemara now says, what do you have to come on to that whole discussion for? V'tepegle mishim tzipui. Why don't you just say that it's not wood? It is covered, it is plated with gold. And if it's plated, why don't you consider it gold that is makabel tumah because of that? So it's not just wood. Milo tzad, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Kalim? Hasholchan v'adulviki. These two different types of Kalim. Shenifchesu. Oh, that the nifchasu, that part of it got broken. Oh, shechipad b'shayish, or you covered it with marble. V'shir b'hen malkam anachas kosas. But when you covered it, you left open a space that's enough to put a couple of cups on it. Tameyin, that is still tamei, because even though it's plated, because you left open some space, even though it's plated with something that's not makabel tumah, because you left it open with some space, so because of that space, it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makam anachas chatichos. Okay, it's got to be a little bigger. It has to be enough to leave a piece of meat or something. But what do you see from that Mishnah? Shear in, lo shear lo. The reason that it's still makabel tumah is because you left open a spot. But if not, you wouldn't. It wouldn't be makabel tumah. Why? Because you go by the plating. You go by the covering. So to hear in the opposite direction, you should go by the covering of the gold, and therefore, it should be makabel tumah because of that, even without getting into the issue of whether it is a sui l'taltel or not. Because you see, you go by the plating. V'chi tema. And if you want to say, kan b'tzipi omid, kan b'tzipi she'ina omid. And if you want to say, but one second, maybe there's a difference between permanent and non-permanent tzipui. Tzipui omid means permanently there, not just permanent. Rashi explains, it's Rashi here or the other Rishonim explain, omid also means directly connected to what's under it. So most plating, most time you have a covering, so you connect it to what's under it, but here it wasn't nailed in. It was just covering the wood. It was like a container that the wood was in. So that's tzipui she'eino omeid. So maybe that's the difference. By the Mishnah in Kalim, that's tzipui omeid, and that's why you go by the plating. But by the Shulchan, it's tzipui she'eino omeid. It's just a covering, but maybe it can be removed. It's not on permanently. It's not connected. So shall we make that distinction? The Gemara says, no. Yes, his Rebbe, his brother-in-law, b'tzipui omeid. Oh, but tzipui she'eino omeid. Do you go by, Rav Shlakish asked, is tzipui omeid what you need, or even tzipui she'eino omeid? Even if it's not permanent plating, does that change the status of the kli? Or, the other question that Rav Shlakish asked, b'shechifa es levizvizin, does the plating have to cover the rim on top? Oh, b'shechifa es levizvizin, what if it didn't? What if it covered the whole kli without covering the rim on top? Is that good enough? Rish Lakish asked, but Amar Lay, and Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Lo shnat tzipui omeid, lo shnat tzipui she'eino omeid, lo shnat chibas levizvizim, lo chibas levizvizim. Rabbi Yochanan answered, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It's all considered a cover, and you would go by the cover. So here too, again, we're back to the question of why don't we say that, why do we have to get into the whole discussion of whether it's movable or not? Just say it is covered. just Derech Agav, I just thought of now, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish must have had, I mean, they had discussions about all of Torah, obviously, and all Chalkei Torah, but we have discussions, the famous discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that led when they met each other in Bar Mitzvah, and after they got married, and then they were having a discussion, which ultimately Rabbi Yochanan insulted Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish got so depressed that he died from it, and then Rabbi Yochanan got so depressed that he died from it from not having his chavrusa. What were they arguing about? Remember the case? It was a Mishnah in Kalim. It was about swords. What's the Gemara Malacha for swords? Whether it's Makabal Tumor or not. So it's another Mishnah in Kalim. Let's just got to check it all the shas. How many times Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were discussing Mishnayis and Kalim? Here's another one. So Reish Lakish says that what Falach and Rabbi Yochanan says, it doesn't make a difference in all these cases. In all these cases, you go by the plating. V'chi tema, we're in the middle of a sentence, we've got to read the whole thing. V'chi tema atse shitim chashivi v'lo betili. Oh, maybe this is the reason that we didn't get into it. Because we know the shulchan was made out of atse shitim, special type of wood. And maybe because it's such a special type of wood, so it's not batel to the plating that's on top of it. So it's still called wood. Because it's still called wood, it's not going to be makabel tumah because of its being metal. So that's why you have to come on to the discussion of that it is movable. Maybe that's what. Maybe that's why we didn't come on to this. The Gemara says again, ha, nichal reish lakish. This is right according to Reish Lakish. De Amar lo shanu ela bekli axilgus habami b'dinas hayam. When the Reish Lakish says, when do we say that plating is mevatel and changes the status of the kli? That's only by these special types of kalim that come from b'dinas hayam. Avo kli mismis chashivi v'lo batli, but kli mismis is very chashiv as apatel. So Reish Lakish has that distinction. So shapir. So then fine. The answer works out, and we could say that's why the Shulchan is Bekabal Tumah, only because it's movable, and not because it's plated. El, the Rabbi Yochanan to Amar, Kli Mismas Dami Batli, because Rabbi Yochanan who makes no distinctions, and he says even by the Chashiv type of wood, it is Batel. So Michael and Meimar, so what are we going to say there? So the Gemara answers, Hamizbe'am, I skipped a line, Shiny Shulchan, Derachmana Karya Eitz. Okay, the final answer is that it's Xeris HaKasif. The Shulchan, the Torah called Eitz. The Torah called Eitz, and therefore, the significance is not just because of Misvara. Oh, it's made out of special wood. The Torah called it Eitz, and the Torah calls it a Kli of Eitz, so that's what it is. It's a Kli of Eitz. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, interesting, it calls it Rachmana, we're going to quote a Pasuk from Yechezkel. You find that sometimes. Sometimes the Gemara even calls it Doraisa, the Gemara Ksubis, where the Gemara says Doraisa, and also quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel. By Ksubas Bar and Dichrin. So, Shenemar, HaMizbeach Eitz Shalosh Amos Gavoa, the wood of Mizbeach is 3 Amos high. Erko Shtemisrei, 12 Amos long, Umiktsaosav Lo, and it had corners, Ve'erko Ve'kirosav Eitz. It was all Eitz, you see it's Eitz. Ve'idaber Eli, Ze'a Shulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. And Hashem said to me, this is the Shulchan. What? So we're talking about the Mizbeach, and all of a sudden we're talking about the Shulchan. Pasak by Mizbeach, Vasiyim, B'Shulchan, how do you understand the Pasak? We're talking about Mizbeach and the Shulchan? So how do you understand this? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shavayu. So they both say, a beautiful Chazal. Bizman, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, Mizbeach, Mechaper Alada. When we had a Mizbeach, Bizvigdash, we had a Mizbeach. That was Mechaper. Uve'achshav, Shein, Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Shulchan O'Shalada, Mechaper Alav. Now that we do not have a mizbeach, so a person's table is mechaper. So what's the pasuk? There's an affinity. There's a connection between the mizbeach and the shulchan. That's why they're both in the pasuk, but they're both called eitz. They're both called eitz, and therefore, that's why it's pasuk b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. Right, what mizbeach are we talking about? We're not talking about the mizbeach ha'chitzon, right, that's made out of nechoshes. Right, so we're the mizbeach ha'pnimi. That's what we're, right, lechora, that's what we're talking about. Okay. That's the Gemara. A couple of points. First of all, going back to the original discussion of sipui, of covering, this is a huge discussion that comes up in Hilchas Tevilas Kalim as well. If somebody has a glaze on a, for example, china. A lot of times somebody, we buy glazed china. So china itself is considered cheres, earthenware, it does not require tevila. But what if there's a glaze on it which makes it, gives it a shiny layer of glass? So if you look in the Achronim from 100 to 110 years ago, you look in the Aruch HaSholcha, you look at others, they say, yeah, of course, it needs tefillah. It has the status of glass now. And there are some poskim that are machmer for that, Bizman HaZeh as well. Once it's glazed and it's shiny, so then it needs tefillah. But other poskim, Rav Shechter and others, say that no. The glaze that they were talking about was a much thicker glaze. And therefore, there was a real layer there. But the glaze that we have is, you can't even tell it's a layer. It's on the china, it just makes it shiny. But it's not really a layer, and therefore, they hold that it does not change the status of cheres, and one still would not require one to do tefillah. Some say I have the middle shita, do tefillah without a bracha, but yishbi amal isba, for those who didn't tovel their china, even if it's glazed, not to tovel it, because there are poskim that say that art glazed nowadays does not have the same status as what it was. Period. Number two, the last chazal that we just brought up. So, bizman, Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbech is B'chaper. But now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, we have the Shulchan. So you're thinking about the Truma. Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai and Chai. I got to mention that if it comes up. Rabbeinu Bachai and Parshas Truma. We've mentioned this at least once before. Rabbeinu Bachai and Parshas Truma on the Pasuk of the Asisa Shulchan. He quotes the Alderach HaMedrash. The Medrash says, even before that, it's one of the before Rabbeinu Bachai. Even before that, right here we have a machlokas rishon, and what does it mean that the shulchan of Adam is b'chaper? So Rashi says shulchan is b'chaper because you have guests. You have guests. Rashi says la'orchem. The Shilu Kubetza says the poor. You have aniyim, right? Guests or aniyim, right? Which one is? They're both mitzvahs. That's Rashi and the Shilu Kubetza. The Marsha here says divrei Torah. Three different shitas. Rashi, Shimon, Kubetz, and the Marsha. The different Torah that you give is Bechaper. Rabbeinu Bachai, our Parshas Truma. Rabbeinu Bachai says, Valderech HaMedrash, V'yasisha Shulchan Atzei Shittim. The Medrash says that you should make the Shulchan out of Atzei Shittim. Shittim stands for something. Shittim stands for Shalom Tova Yeshua Mechila. Shalom Tova Yeshua Mechila. It's Rabbeinu Bachai talking. V'chein Matzinu Ba'arun B'mizbeach. Ki kol HaTova Se'ele Nechlolos Ba. All the good, the tovas are included in this. Uba'us besibasam, gam besibas ha-shulchan. And all of these tovas, salvations, forgiveness, they all come because of the shulchan. Ki hu mizbeach kapara la'adam. Vi ha-lechem sha'al ha-shulchan, hu chashiv ki karban al gabi ha-mizbeach. The lechem on one's table is like the karban. Kisha adam tov ayin meitibu machil sham ha-aniyim. If I give food, if I give from my table to aniyim, that was the Shita's Pshat, so that's Mechaper. V'hucha Darsha Chazal, and this is what Chazal Darshin, now he's quoting our Gemara, it's also in Brachas, V'mizbeach Eid Shalosh Amos, V'chulu, Zer Shochan Shalef Nei Hashem, and he quotes our Chazal. And then he quotes, U'minag Chasidim Shebet Sarfas, there was a minag in, of the Chasidim in Sarfas, in France, She'osim Mishochanim Aron L'Kfura. They use their dining room table to make their coffin. Wow. Lekoros, to teach us, ki ha'adam lo yisa mu'uma biyado, v'lo yalunu ba'amalo, ki im hatstaka, sha'asa b'chayav, v'hatoba shi'imetel al-shulchana. What's going with us, la'asa lavo, akramev esrim, the Torah and the mitzvahs, and the chesed that we did. That's what goes with a person, that's why they wanted to take that with them. So they fashioned their coffin from the dining room table. L'chein amruach azal, ha'marach al-shulchano, ma'arichan lo yamav v'shnosaf. You have a long meal, long meals, that means why? Because you give a chance for the aniyim to come. Doesn't mean if your kids are going crazy and you've had hours already. No, it says marichim lo. It means in a constructive way. So the marichim lo yamav u shenosa. Then he quotes in the footnote, Rav Shevelt quotes in the footnote here from the Shulchan Shal Arba. That's also Rabbeinu Bachai's halachic sefer about eating. He quotes there, V'nei ba'aznenu shamanu v'rabim sipru lanu b'gedolim shebesfarad. V'aparnasim ba'alei achsanya. She'nagu min agnichbet ma'od nispashi b'nei amyam kadmonim. That they did it. She'ashulcha shalem she'achilu olav zaniyah b'lechtam l'beis olamim she'az b'nei aron. V'kol ze'el la'ower v'lekvoa b'lavavos. This is not only for them, but it's for everybody else. When they're carrying him out. Interesting that they must have used real coffins at Sarfas also. Right? Coffins, not just in Eretz Yisrael, there's no coffins. Right? Just the Tachrichim. But in Chutz La'aretz, we know, in America and elsewhere, they use coffins. So at Sarfas, they must have used coffins also. Ki Adam Elu Yagiu Siu La'av V'ya'alu Ashra La'osher HaMelech Shlomo Lo Yisa B'yado Mu'uma Me'amalo She'yamo Tach Zashevesh Ki Batov Sho'osat Svatstakashu Murachi Mesaniyim. So he has a little more expansive law shown in Shulchan Shel Arba, but it's quoted right here at the bottom. If you have a Rebbeinu Bachai, it's on page Reish Ayin Tes and Reish Pei in Parshas Truma. Okay, what else can we talk about this chazal? Was that Kaya? So there is a halacha. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This also has come up in the past, but this is the place to talk about it. There is a halacha in Simin Kuf Pei. 180. The last halacha, right before Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is Kufay Aleph. Coffee. You have coffee at the end of your meal. So that's why you remember it's a little bit about Mayim Achronim. Kafe, Kufay Aleph. Right before that, the last line in Kufay is Nogim Lachasos Hasakin Bishasber Chazamazin. The minhag is to cover the knife when you bench. This is on a weekday. On a weekday. Right? Minhag to cover the knife on your bench. Right? Nowadays, we never eat bread on a weekday meal. Right? But then, in the European way, not the North American way, is to always have bread at every meal. It's much more staple of society. So, or let's say you have to cover the meal, even when we wash. It's usually on pizza, so there's no knife there anyway. Right? So, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. If you wash during the week, so then you cover the knife. Don't worry about it on Shabbos and Yantif. That's the Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason for covering the knife, and what's the reason you don't have to do it on Shabbos and Yantif? So the Beis Yosef quotes two reasons. Two reasons why we cover the knife. One of them is because the Shulchan is domel mizbeach, our Chazal, and the Mizbeach and the Shulchan are marach yamav shel adam, and a knife is makatzer yamav shel adam, and therefore it's eino bedin that the Mizbeach should have a knife on it. Right, and that's why you take it off. Right, the same reason that's given by Chazal, why we're not allowed to use hewn stones, H-E-W-N, for the Mizbeach. It's gotta be, can't be cut. Same reason. The Barzal Bakazi Yimei Adam, Deina Badiji, Munach, Ala Shulchan, Shadom Ala Mizbeach, Shemarach Yimei Adam. Right, so that's the number one. Maybe even take it off the table. But it shouldn't be on the table open. Number one, Lachasas Asakin. According to that reason, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Should Shabbos make a difference? We'll see in a minute. But the second reason given is B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, we've had a drasha about this in the past. Rabbeinu Simcha says, because Pam Echad, there was one guy that got up to Boni Yerushalayim, and he was so upset by Boni Yerushalayim that he didn't have a base of Megdash, he took the knife and he stabbed himself. So we don't want that to happen. So that is why we cover the knife. That's why we cover the knife. So we mentioned for the Bali Musar, but because there was one crazy guy in history that we have to cover the knife, you know, nobody's going to feel that way. So what do we have to cover the knife for? So the answer is, yeah, we have to remember that there was somebody that was so passionate about the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody that was so passionate about the Beis HaMikdash, that's what it led to. That's what we're supposed to remember when we cover the knife. Right, so those are the two reasons given. But the first one has to do with us. The Shaila is, what about Shabbos and Yantif? So some Achronim try to explain that maybe that is a nafkamina between these different reasons. That's the Magen Avram. Lafitam, according to the reason of that it's domel mizbeach muvan vachilik ben yom v'chol shenogel chazal asagel meshabbos v'yantif. Why? She gives a shatam umishim shochad domel mizbeach memelo b'shabbos she'ein bonin es ha-mizbeach rashoy lahashver es asaken megula. That's what he says. Maybe the Mizbeach reason, you're not building the Mizbeach on Shabbos and Yantif. So the Mizbeach reason doesn't apply on Shabbos and Yantif. It only applies during the week. So therefore, you don't have to cover it on Shabbos and Yantif. That's the Magen Avraham. The Meshech Chachma says, but one second, what about nighttime also? Ein bonin es ha-mizbeach b'alayla. So what about nighttime too? Right? That's what some Achronim say. So what's the answer? That's a major machlokas. Achlokas, Rashi and Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, because the Gemara there says Eibon Esav Mizbeach Balaylo. So it talks there about the Omer, about being matur during the night. So the Rashi and Tosfos both say that the third base of Mikdash is not going to be built anyway. So maybe even at night the halachas apply. What does that mean? It's going to come back from Shemayim. That's Rashi and Tosfos Ashita and Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph. The Rambam Pashtus argues, because the Rambam says in Ochos Malachim that when Mashiach comes, the Melech Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But Rashi and Tosfos both say that no, it's going to be built to come down from Shemayim. They say that to answer a question that they both had. The Aruch Laner in, I think I brought it, the Aruch Laner in Sukkah, Daf Malav, says, Elu ve'elu de'vil gim chayim. Elu ve'elu, the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, ha-gashmi, we're going to bring. But obviously, the Beis HaMikdash, ha-ruchani, is going to come down from Shemayim. Nearly as deity, the Dafka, but may say there's also Lavo Yivne bin Yamamish bidi Adam. Umash Nomar Mikdash Hashem Karnu Yadecha, Shinijash Bitarchuba Shayira the Mata, who may say Mikdash Ruchani, Shayavul Tok Beis HaMikdash and Nivne Begashmi, Kinishama Betocha Guf. Ukemosha Yerid Amish Bemishkan, Ube Beis HaMikdash Ha'eshal Mawa Betoch Eshal Hediot, Shinivar Beitzim, so too this. And that's what we say in Az Yashiv, Mikdash Hashem Karnu Yadecha. That's the Aruch Haner trying to make shalom between everybody. Also, by the way, if you look in Nachem, they quote that as a right to Rashi Tosfos. Because in the Lashon of Nachem, on Tisha B'Av, you say the Mizbech, Be'esh Yitzatu, Be'esh Asidil of Nosa. Some Lashon like that. That the, it was going to come down from, it's going to come down from Shamayim. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. There were four boards on the side of gold that went up. So how, and onto those boards there were little semicircle pegs, and on those pegs were rods, and on the rods we'll put the breads. That's what that is. And we discussed already that the rods were already in the breads. It didn't take up any space vertically because he didn't want to have it any higher than our Misora tells us it was. So Minani Mili, so how do you know you had all these items, all these kalim? So Amrav Katina Amarkra, the Pasuk says, Viasisa Arosav, Vikaposav, Uksosav, Umanakiosav, all of these kalim, what are they? Ka'arosav Elutfusin. The Ka'arosav, the Tfusin, are the molds, we said there were three molds that they used to put the bread in. Kaposav elu bazichin. These are the little cups that the Lavona was kept in. Ksosav elu sifid. These were the little pegs that were put into the sides, the sifim are the boards on the side. Umenaki yosav elu kadim. These were the rods that were held in place by the sifim. Asher yusach bahein shemesachet beres alechem. That you used to be mesachet and put them in on the lechem to be able to hold each one above the other. Period. So that's the remez, how they didn't know all these kalim existed. So Mosev Rava Lo Sidur Hakanim Walonatilasim Dochas is a Shabbos. Putting these rods in and taking them out are not Docha Shabbos. That's the line. So if he's Hakadai Dokta Oraisa, but if you're telling me that they're all learned out from a pasuk in the Chumash, so it's a Din Oraisa to use all of these kalim, Amayin Dochas is a Shabbos. So why do you say it's not Docha Shabbos? The Torah says to use it. So why shouldn't it be Docha Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, so Hadar Amar Rav Alam Milseh Udamri. No, Rav said, no. I have an answer. Why is that Docha Shabbos? Why? Because you have an Efsharis. You have a possibility not to do it on Shabbos. Titzna, like the Mishnah says in Shabbos and elsewhere, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha She'efshala La'asosav Erev Shabbos, Ina Docha Shabbos. Any malacha that you can do before Shabbos, you're allowed to be docha Shabbos. As we discussed yesterday, what about the night before, the machshirin, the mila, shaving the night before, the noda bihuda? But Rabbi Kiva says, if you could have done it beforehand, you could do it. You have to do it beforehand. V'harinami, efshar dilo dachi Shabbos alayu. It's possible not to need chilul Shabbos. Why? Time am I? What's the whole reason that you use these rods in between? To go liafish, lechem, so the lechem doesn't go bad. We have to do our ishtablus, so we don't rely on the nace, the lechem doesn't go bad. So you have these rods to hold, make a little space in between. This little shear, meaning of taking the rods out right before Shabbos, and switching the breads Shabbos afternoon, and switching them back, putting the rods back in after Shabbos, that's not going to make them rot. That's not going to make them go bad. It's such a little time. Kid did Tanya, like the Brisa says, Ketzad, what they used to do, Nichnas be'erev Shabbos v'shomtan, they went in from Erev Shabbos and took them out, U'manichan la'arko shol shulchan, like we learned in the Mishnah, and they put him down next to the shulchan, U'motzoi Shabbos, Nichnas, they went in, Magbia Rashi shulchalo, they lifted up Yishchalo, U'machnas kana tachteo, and they put it back in, V'chozer Rabbia Rashi shulchalo, U'machnas kana tachteo, and they put him all back, they put it all back in. That's what they used to use, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of doing it right before and right after Shabbos. That's why it's not Docha Shabbos. Let's just finish up the Braisa, and then we'll mention a couple of items. Arba achalos. I misspoke yesterday where the rods were. The Gemara here says there were six chalos in each column, as we know. The four middle ones, srichos shlosha shlosha kanim. They each got three kanim under them to hold them up. So that takes care of 12. There were 14 in each one, if you remember. There were 14 rods used in each one. So the middle four used 12. Three under each one. Ha'el Yona ate at Tzricha El Shnayim. The upper one only had two under it, Lefishein Alei Masui, because it was pretty light. There was nothing above it, so you just used two. So it was 3, 3, 3, 2. What about the bottom one? Ha'tachton ate at Tzricha Kalikar. The bottom one didn't need any of the rods, why? Because it was sitting on the bottom of the Shulchan. Lefishein Munachas Al Tarash Al Shulchan. And therefore, 0, 3, 3, 3, three, two. Right, that's how the rods were situated. Or from the top, two, three, 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 zero. Right, either way, it was 14 on each side. Period. Sorry? Oh, so what's the chash? What is the issue here that why don't they put it in? Because the chor will be a chash of bona, not real bona, pashas. Pashas will be bona de rabbanon. Pashas will be mechzi kabona. That's what it sounds like. It would be real bona to put these rods in. Pashas and isidra rabbanon. That's Rashi's kasha. Rashi asks by the third of the way down. Amaylo dochi Shabbos. Rashi asks. The afalgav. Afalgav always means implicit question. The afalgav. The ain shvus by mikdash. What do you mean? We know the principle. There are no isidra rabbanon on the base of mikdash. Ain shvus by mikdash. This is different. Why? Rashi says something, and we got to figure out what he means. Hai tiltol la mishum shvusu. Ella demechzi kabona v'soser. What does that mean? It's not shvus, but it's mechzi kabona. It's not the same thing. Shvus means it is a rabbanon on Shabbos. Mechzi kabona is a rabbanon on Shabbos. Right? What does Rashi mean? So all the achronim try to figure out what Rashi means. So the Rishash says that it is, and then we'll have to see what the Rishash means. The Rishash says l'chor tamua. Kiva de lo havi rak kemechzi, sof sof lo havi el shvus, same thing. Vulai de ratza lomar de shvus ki hai, de gzeira mishem bone, ashkechan de afe mikdash gazru. Maybe if it's a real shash of an impending de oraisa, so you find that in the mikdash, kedevi o tosas ve'eirvin, like Tosas says. Tosas here, asks Rashi, and Tosas says, the ain shvus mikdash is not a hard and fast rule. There are some shvus in the mikdash. That's Tosas' answer. There are Shabbos Shvus in the Mikdash. It depends what type of Shvus. Lo kol Shvus in Shavin. That's what Tosfos says. He doesn't say that. Wash it. I made that up. But Tosfos, Tiber Ratzka Lo, says that not every Shvus is created equal. And there are some Yisurid Rabbanan in the base of it. There's some not. So the Rishash tries to read that into Rashi. This is a serious Shvus. It's still difficult. What exactly does it mean?
Why does Rashi call it a
tiltal? Oh, what? High tiltal. This, right. I mean, it's not a muksa issue. Tilto doesn't only mean, it's not Rashi's not talking about muksa. This moving it to put it in, as we have to say. This moving it to put it in. If you look at the Ola Shlomo, the Ola Shlomo says maybe the issue here is that it's a double drabanan. That's what Rashi is driving at. It's a double drabanan. He says, his lashon is, Rav Lipschitz, well, if he's in early, to who I did b'mikdash, the after lo gazer al hashvus b'mikdash, hechadika trei shvus and after mikdash aser. On me after yeshlomer, the zekavadus Rashi. The high tiltal la mishum shvus, the tiltal levad aser. Elamishum the mechzi kabona v'ika trei shvusim, b'after mikdash gazru. It works out that maybe it's too double drop on it. Again, it doesn't sound that way from Rashi. I think what it sounds most like in Rashi is what Rav Shachter quotes from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik, it's Simon Vav in Eretz Atzvi, where he brings many examples where there's a difference between Gzeiras Durabanan and Malachas Durabanan. There's a difference between a Gzeira and a Malacha. A Gzeira is something purely there because A might lead to B, and that's why A is going to be us. So that's a Gzeira. A Malacha Durabanan is not Dafka because of a Gzeira. Maybe that's something that could be the motivation of it. You can't do A because you might come to do B. But in formulation, it's a Malacha Durabanan. It's Bona Durabanan. That's a malacha drabanan. It's not a gzeira. This is how some achronim answer. A lot of times the Gemara seems to have a gzeira l'gzeira. Sometimes the Gemara will say, how can you be ghost of that? Ain't goes in gzeira l'gzeira. And sometimes the Gemara will be quiet about it. So the Sfas Emes on Shabbos and elsewhere ask, like, how could you have some of these? So the answer is, in some of the places, a gzeira l'gzeira is really not allowed. A is also mishum B, and B is also mishum C. So that's not allowed. But if one is a malacha drabanan, so then that breaks the rules of Gzeira L'Gzeira. You could have a Gzeira Mishum a Malacha Durabanan. And once it's formulated as a Malacha Durabanan, not just a Gzeira, so then it's different. So that's you read Rashi. That's what it sounds like. De Avogad De Ein Shvus, even though there are no Shvusim, but Mikdash, which sounds like Gzeiras, Hai Tol La Mishum Shvus, U Ela Mechzi Kabona V'Soser. It's a Malacha Durabanan. It's a Malacha Durabanan, and therefore, that's why it... That's why that is what applies. He talks about this here at Siman Vav, in terms of Melachas Durabanan, here, Gzeira L'Gzeira. G'doli Achronim Ha'arichu L'Var Yafa, Ha'hevdol Shebein Shvus L'Shvus, L'Bein Gzeira L'Gzeira. D'Gzeira L'Gzeira, She'asa L'Chachamim L'Gzar, Ha'inu Dafka Hecha, Shkol Iker Tachlus V'Kavadas HaGzeira, Shniyah Hilo Sheib Kach, Shul Yavra Kol HaYisira Durabanan. ובעינה שיש שם איזה צער גדול בכדי להן הגזירה חדשה. וחשש שביעבר האדם יסור את רבנן, that's not a צער גדול. But in a case where one is a gzeira, one is a malacha, or two malachas even, so then you would be able to find that they both exist. Okay, he talks about here nafka minas in terms of mir la'akum, in terms of hachzara on Shabbos. That's all of the discussion that is quoted there. Okay, one other issue that's brought up, and that is in general, why do we say in Shavuos by Mikdash? So the Kesef Mishnah writes in one place, Nilchus Beis HaBechira, that is based on the concept of Kohanim's Rizimheim. The Gemara never links those two, but I don't think. But the Kesef Mishnah links them that Shavuos by Mikdash because the Kohanim are careful and they're Zaris. According to that, then the idea of Shavuos by Mikdash should only apply to where the Kohanim are involved, not where Yisraelim are involved in the Beis HaMikdash. Unless you say that the Kohanim are going to tell the Yisraelim to be careful. But that's the Kesef Mishnah in Beis HaBechira above Dalet links it to the Zrizus of the Kohanim. Okay, let's continue. Just one other ha'ara that the Ben Chaschidach adds, and that is actually two, and then the rest of the day is math. The Ben Chaschidach notes that this whole issue of it's not going to be so much time, and therefore you can take him off before and after Shabbos. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests, even though he doesn't see it anywhere, that if Yontif is on Friday or Sunday, and therefore you're going to have a longer time in between, then it would be Docher Shabbos. The only reason he writes that in Mitzvah Tzadik Zayin, Os Yudalad, that the only reason it's not Docher Shabbos is because it's Man Purta Kazeh. But in a case where Yontif is on Friday or Sunday, then you'd have to have more time. So in Lechora, it would be Doche Shabbos. And he says that's what's Meduyuk, because if you have in some Mishnayis, where's the Mishnayis? You have lines of Ina Doche Es Shabbos V'lo Es Yontif. You have lines like that. And here in this Brisa that we just had, it says Ina Doche Shabbos. But he thinks if Yontif is involved, look at that Minchas Chinuch in Tzadik Zayin, Os Yudalad, he quotes other examples where it is Doche Shabbos. Here it is. He says, V'chei nira, v'dilo tani, ena Doche Shabbos, v'lo yantif. K'mo deshane b'mishnah sham, sofa perak, kufa mebeis. Ena fiyasen, Doche Shabbos, v'lo yantif. V'vur de Doche yantif, kiva di efshe bin yinache, v'huda raisa. That's what he suggests. Even though there are some other Mishnahs that only say Doche Shabbos also, but that's his diak. Finally, last point that I will continue. When after Shabbos can you put the rods back in? When after Shabbos? So Pashas of reading Rashi is both the Shabbos, it's after Shabbos. If you read the Rambam is pretty clear. The Rambam says on Sunday. You gotta wait till Sunday, you can't do it after Shabbos. The Mikdash David, Rambam Hilchos Tmidin, Hey Yudalf, says Yom Rishon. The Mikdash David in Chaf Beis Hey points out this Machlokas Rishonim to the Rambam and Rashi, and he says, you know why the Rambam says what he says? Because what are you gonna do? On Motzi Shabbos, you're gonna go into the Heichal just to put the rods back in? That's a Bi'ur Reikonis. You're not going to do that. You're not doing any avoda. Sunday morning, maybe you'll go in to be Meitiv the Neiris. You'll go in to be Malik the Neiris, to put the Ketores. You'll get a Kohen who's going in for another purpose, for an avoda. But just to go in to put the rods back in, that's a tzorech to allow you to go into the Heicho? And the Rambam holds that you can't even go in L'Hishtachavos. That's not good enough. So the Mikdash David says that's why the Rambam says Sunday. The problem is Rashi. Right? Rashi says Motzi Shabbos. So according to Rashi, you have to say that's not called the Bi'ur Reikonis. But that's good enough because you want to put the rods back in so the breads don't get smelly. Right? So that's already, even though you know it's going to last the whole week anyway, that's already not called the Bi'ur Reikonis. That's an interesting machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we can do. Tzan, Hasab, says the Mishnah in Maseches Kalim. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Amos Shem Mikdash Beinonios. All Amos in the Mikdash are Beinonios. There are different types of Amos. There's the 5 Tefach Amma, the 6 Tefach Amma, the 7 Tefach Amma. So all Amos in the base of Mikdash were Beinonios. That's the 6 Tefach Amma. Chutz mi Mizbeach Hazav, v'yakeren v'asoi v'yisod. Except for the Mizbeach Hazav, the inner Mizbeach, and the Keren, the measurement of the horns on top of the Mizbeach, and the Sovev, which was the middle. Right in the middle of his back, we know there was an outer wedge that the Kohanim used to walk around on, do some avodos, and the yisod, the bottom yisod. Those were used 6 tefach amos, not 5. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Different chiluk. Amas binyan shisha tvachim mishal kelim chamisha. All items that were in the ground that were part of the binyan, six tefach amas. And all the kelim were five. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shirim mikodecha darshan. They both darshan in the same pasuk. In Yechezkel. Ve'lo midas ha-mizbeach ba'amos. These are the midas ha-mizbeach. Ama v'tofach. Each ama was an ama and a tefach, which means six, as we'll see. Because the ama and a tefach means five plus one. V'chek ha-ama. V'ama rochav, v'gvura al sfas asaviv, zeres, zeres ha'echad, v'zeh gav ha'mizbeach. That's the end of the pasuk. So we're going to darshan every phrase. What is each phrase referring to? We're going to have three ways of trying to understand this pasuk. Right, the third one is all the way on the bottom line of today's Amud, so we won't get to that until tomorrow. But we'll see, let's try to see how far we get today. So first one, first way of darshaning, cheka ama ze yisod, the belt of the mizbeach of the ama, that's the yisod, that's the bottom base. Ama rochav ze sovev, that's the middle ledge. Ugvula shal svasa saviv, zeres ha'echad, elu kronos, those are the kronos. So the pasuk's talking about the yisod, the sovev, and the kronos. Ze al gav, ze gav mizbeach, ze mizbeach azav. So these are the four things that are alluded to in the pasuk. So Rabbi Meir Sava, Rabbi Meir says, Zehu ba'ama bas chamisha. So this, all of these in the pasuk, those are five tefach amos. Hakol amos kelim ba'ama bas sheish. But all other amos of kelim the base of Megdash are six tefach amos. So that's Rabbi Meir, how Rabbi Meir gets it from the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kazeh yihyu kol amos kelim. No, we're comparing. Kazeh doesn't mean this one excluding all other kelim. Kazeh, all kelim should be like this. That's the two different ways of darshaning. So now, kosal kadaita, our havamina is that the measurements we're talking about, what did we just say? That all of these amos are five tefach amos. We assume the first possibility is that we're talking about the vertical measurements, the height of the yesod, the height of the sovev, and the height of the kronos. That's possibility number one. Kos alkadaita mi yesod v'ad sovev ba'ama bas he begova. Umaychei ka'ama v'ama rochav hachi ka'amar. Michei ka'ama v'ad rochav ba'ama bas chamisha. We think it means five amos up vertically. Gova hamizbeach. So now let's think about the math, because it's not going to work out. Gova hamizbeach kamahave. How tall was the mizbeach totally? Eser amos. It was 10 amos high. Shis. Now what are we going to say? Shis b'nei chamisha chamisha. The six bottom amos were five tefach amos, because the yesod and the sovev. The yesod was one amah high, and the next five were five. The next up to the sovev was five amos high. So the bottom six amos were five tefach amos, va'arba'i b'nei shisa shisa, and the four upper amos were six tefach amos. So how many tefachim is that all together? If you do the math, mizbeach kamahave chamshin va'arba. So all together then it would be 54 tefachim. Why? Because the bottom six are five, that's 30. The top four are six, that's 24. So 30 and 24 is 54. So according to this math, the mizbeach is 54 tefachim high. But let's continue. Pag in the mizbeach kamahavi, so what's half of that? Esrim v'shiva, so 27. So the chut ha-sikra that goes, the red line that's right in the middle of the mizbeach, is 27 tefachim from the ground and from the top. Mikronos v'adasovev kamahave, but one second. From the kronos to the sovev, how far down is that? Esrim v'arba, that's 24. That's 24, because the halfway is 27, but 24 down, that's four amos, which are each six tefachim. So 24 down is from up till the sovev. So kama batzir l'palgi demizbeach, how much is it between the sovev and the chut ha-sikra to the middle? Tlasa, it's three tefachim, right? We just did basic math. The mizbeach is 54 high, 27 is halfway. That's where the chut ha-sikra is. The sovev is three tefachim above that. So what's the problem? As follows: Vitznan chut shel sikra chogo beemsa kadilato b'davim al yonam udam adachtonim. The chut ha-sikra is right in the middle to teach me where the upper and lower bloods are. Elaha, the Bach adds in. This is the continuation of the question, because Elaha usually isn't like that. So just this is all a continuation of the question. If Elaha the tan, you gotta be Ola Sa'of, but we know by an Ola Sa'of, what's the halacha? He Ola Bekevesh, the Kohen goes, Ahaya Ola Bekevesh. The Kohen goes up the ramp. Ufana La Sa'of even goes onto the ledge. Ubalo, the Karen, the Romans, Mizrachis, and then comes to the southeast corner. Umolikas Roshamimol Arpa, and breaks the neck, does Malika, Umavdil, and separates the head. Umoses, don't look here, Mesbeach, and spreads the blood. Vim Asa Lamata Miragla Afilo Ama Achatz Kshera. And if he sprinkles the blood, even an Ama below where he's standing, it's kosher. That's the key line for us. Right? So what does it say? He goes up, and an Olas Of has to be above the Chut HaSikra. But what does this say? He could even do it an Ama below. An Ama below, it's going to be too low. There's only three Tvachim below him until the Chut HaSikra. An Ama is at least five Tvachim. Right? So it's going to be too low. That's the problem. HaKayav Al Yonah Lamata Mishnei Tvachim. That's the problem, that this math doesn't work out. So, this was all possibility number one, and we reject this. The psukim cannot be talking about the vertical measurements of these areas of the Mizbeach. Ella, rather, we're talking about the horizontal indentations. That's the measurements. They were an Amma deep in. Ella, here we go. Really, everybody holds that the height was six Tvachim Amas. They were all six Tvachim Amas. Ella, Cheka Amma, Knisa. Amma Rochav, Knisa. Gvul Shal Svasasaviv, Knisa. We're talking about the Knisa, the horizontal surface of the Sod, of the Soviv, of the Kronos. Mizbeach, so now let's do the math. Mizbeach Kama Havile Shisin. So if it's 10 Amas high, and they're all six Tefach Amas, so fine, wonderful. 60 Amas, 60 Tvachim tall. Pagan Mizbeach Kama Havi Tlasin. So halfway was 30. Mikronos Vad Soviv Kama Havi Chavdalid. Right, so it was Chavdalad, it was 24 till the Sovev, from the top to the Sovev, and the middle was 30. Right, so Kama Batzir Lepalgin of the Achshisha. So you have six Tvachim underneath the Sovev until the Chut HaSikra. So that's beautiful. So that all works out. You can do the Olas Ha'ov blood, even an Amma under where he's standing, because that's still going to be above the Chut HaSikra. Wonderful. Period. So now the Gemara says, okay, the height works out perfectly. Now the problem is the horizontal. How wide was the Mizbeach? That's going to be a problem. But Mayo Kimta B'Knisa, what we just say, that we spoke, that the measurements are about the surface, that those are all five Tefach Amas, the surface. Umi Matzes Mukmas La B'Knisa, is that possible? What's not? But we learned in the Mishnah in Midos, Mizbeach HaYish Shloshim Mishtayim HaShloshim Mishtayim. The Mizbeach was 32 by 32, a square. Allah Amma, that's from counting from all the way on the outside. Ola Amma Vakanis Amma, then the Yisod went up one Amma, and then in one Amma Zeo Yisod. Nimsa, so on top of the Yisod was Shloshim HaShloshim, because he took away one on each side. So therefore it's 30 by 30. Shloshim, so the Gemara says, Shloshim V'Shnei Tvachayim Havi. But what do you mean? If we just switch the types of Ammas that we're talking about, if going up is an Amma of 6 Tvachim, going in is an Amma of 5 Tvachim, so you should acknowledge that and say that it's 30 and 2 Tvachim. Because you just switched to the 5 Tvachim. You only went in 5 Tvachim. So you have more. It's wider than 30. It's wider. It's 30 and a Tefach on each side. 30 and 2 Tvachim. Visu, and not only that, a Visu. The next line also. Allah Chamish V'Kanis Amma Zeo Soviv. Nimsa Esrim V'Shmona Osim V'Shmona. Esrim V'Shmona V'Arba Tvachim Ave. Because you left two extra Tvachim on each side if you go up two Amos. And if you want to say the Mishnah rounds off, because it's only interested in saying how Amos, if it's Amos point whatever Tvachim, it leaves that out. So Makam Kronos, we have the problem with the upper one. Makam Kronos, Amma Mizeh V'Amma Mizeh, right, the Makam Kronos was an Amma by an Amma. Nimsa Eser Meshesh Al Eser Meshesh, so it comes out within the Kronos, is only 26 by 26 area for the fires. Eser Mesheva Avi, should be Eser Mesheva. Because altogether by now, you have enough Tvachim to make up an Amma. So therefore, how can you say that? So Gemara answers, Lo Duck. Okay, it wasn't exact. It wasn't exact. It wasn't exact. Makam Hilach Ragle Akohanim Amma Mizeh V'Amma Mizeh. Nitsa Esrim Ba'arba Al Esrim Ba'arba Makam Amaracha. Once you go in from the in-between of the Kronos, the place where the Kohanim get to walk, once you go in from there, it's 24 by 24. Esrim B'Chamish Aveh, that should be 25. V'chitei Ma'akanami Lo Duck. And if you want to say that's also Lo Duck, you can't say it's Lo Duck. You know why? Because there's a Pasuk that says it. Chazal might be Lo Duck, but a Pasuk wouldn't be Lo Duck. V'haksi v'ha'ariel. Ariel is the area of the fire. Shtei mesrei orech v'shtei mesrei rochav ravua. It's square. It's 12 by 12. Yachol she'enu al shtei mesrei. You might think it's really only 12 by 12? Kishu Omer al Arba'as Riva'ah, but when the pasuk continues to say it's four corners, Melamed Shebe Emsa, who modit Shtemesri Amal Karua Faruach. No, no, no. What it means is that if you're standing in the middle of the Mizbeach, you could count 12 out on each side. If it's 12 out on each side, so the pasuk is 24 by 24. So if it's 24 by 24, so the pasuk says that. The pasuk is sure duck. So it's stuck. The original understanding of the pasuk, if you say it's, these are five fachim amos going in, that's a problem. That's a problem. One more minute. V'chitema shis minayu me'ikara. You know what? Let's stop with v'chitema, because it's going to take a few minutes to explain this line. So we'll stop with v'chitema. We're just trying to understand pasuk shana and a pasuk in Yechezkel. That's what we're trying to do here on this amud. So we're going to have one final gasp to try to save this answer, and then we will come up with another answer on the last line. Okay, we'll stop here. There will be a shiur tonight, Bez Hashem, Daf Pe'in shiur, relating to the definition of Zman Grama, which came up in the Gemara last week. Everybody feel free to join us, and Bez Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by, in loving memory of Walter Weiss, Ziyaret Zedek this week, by his son, Daniel Weiss. We thank you for the sponsorship.